You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Yeah, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. I would love to go around the NFL, but bump that right now. When you get the opportunity to talk to the offensive coordinator of the Houston Texans, you take that opportunity, and that's exactly what we're about to do. Nick Caley sitting down with us here at Houston Texas training camp. Nick, how's it going, man?
It's going good, man. How about you guys?
Terrific. Absolutely terrific. Go ahead.
I mean, we've heard a ton about the energy and excitement that you bring out here, man. Like, how have you enjoyed the ways that at least your team has responded to the you know, camp and been able to, kind of get work done thus far?
Yeah, I mean, it's you know, like camp like anything else, but we have great energy. The guys are coming to work every day. That's all you can ask for. Try to have fun. Try to keep pushing each other. The guys, you know, got a great group of people. And that makes it's the people that makes the play. So mm-hmm. players, coaches, you know, long way to go, but making progress.
And obviously, you know, offensive coordinator, we've all talked about your experience and where you've been. My question was this, like, anytime you get to that seat, you know, you're not, yep. you're the guy making the calls. As much as you're influenced here and you're influenced there, you kind of like to put your own stamp on things,
sure.
too. You know, how has that been going for you in terms of, I mean, again, you don't have to like necessarily we're going to do this, but in terms of putting your own stamp and some of the things you like to do on this.
Yeah, I think, well, first and foremost, I think it's a philosophy. I think everything that we try to do, we want to do to put our players in the best position possible. Not everyone player is the same. Mm-hmm. But I would say the overriding philosophy starting with is being, you know, a fundamentally sound physical outfit that'll play, you know, good situational football and be mm-hmm. mentally tough. I mean, so everything we're doing, you know, really starts with that.
Mm-hmm. All right, so I want to talk a little bit about myself, which I might do too much, but this is my first time being able to cover camp, and one of the things I've been asking a lot of the players is, like, what's kind of the advice, what's some of the things that they've had early on in, in camp that they've appreciated for camp? Like, is there a piece of advice that you've given or a piece of advice that you've gotten about, you know, operating in training camp and especially maybe even for you as a first-time play caller?
Yeah, I think just being totally present day by day, not looking beyond the day that you're at, trying to, you know, improve your fundamentals and just stack positive days. Refine fundamentals, whether that's releases, whether that's hand placement in the run game. Doing things like that and then building off of, you know, what we're doing schematically, like trying to, you know, obviously have compliments to the things that we're doing, and, mm-hmm. and that starts with just establishing a foundation, which we did in spring.
Yeah.
We reestablished that here at the start of training camp, and now we're trying to improve the things that, you know, mm-hmm. might show up and refine some of the details here to carry us forward.
How do you keep yourself from getting sped up? Obviously, you are a guy who cares a lot about fundamentals. I've heard you mention that a lot of times.
Yeah.
But also, it can be very easy to get to a space where I want to get to the place where we're doing the things that we ultimately want to get to. How do you keep yourself from getting sped
up? Just remind ourselves that, look, every good play begins and ends with good fundamentals. So if you're going to put in 1,000 things, but you can't get past, mm-hmm. you know, the 100 level of, you know, hitting blocks the proper way, identifying
right.
the mic point, aligning properly when you break the huddle, like then you're just going to, there's going to be a bucket that just continues to overflow. So there's a progression to it all, like anything else. And, you know, I believe that starts, you know, the early part of training camp, the early part of off-season program, and then you stack it from there. And you assess it every day. Like,
sure.
you know, you can hit pause. You don't have to just continue to plow through an installation. If you feel like you need to take a break, then you have a review day and you stack days and you tweak things as you go.
Have you had to do those?
We manage. We after about 3 or 4 days, you know, you're always juggling things around, moving things up, maybe pushing things back a little bit. So that's normal.
One of the things that I always find interesting by a leader, and obviously you're leading the offense, is I don't have all the answers. You know, I'm collaborating.
Sure.
So I wanted to kind of get your thoughts on, because, you know, we all know your background, you know, tight ends, offensive line, passing coordinator, et cetera.
Yep.
But Cole Popovich, Gerard Johnson bring different backgrounds.
Sure.
What has that collaboration been like?
It's been great. I mean, I don't have all the answers. You know, you rely on, you know, it's about people. And we have a great staff of guys. And I truly believe that we're trying to collectively do this, you know, with every one of our guys at the forefront of every single decision we make. So we talk through things. We poke holes in things. Obviously, we have a philosophy that we established when I came here, things that I want to do. But there's also things that these guys have done really well, too, that you don't just throw them away. They're they're good at certain things, and they've had success at certain things. And there's also guys that have experiences, you know, in other systems and bring some unique perspective to the table. And I think that's the beauty of a staff. It's not about me. It's not about any one person. It's about, honestly, collectively doing what's right for the team and trying to get better every day.
Now, we talked about relationships as we're sitting here talking to Nick Cayley, the offensive coordinator of your Texans. And, I mean, the man who previously held your position was one of D'Amico's friends. And now, I don't know how much of a relationship you've had prior, but how has that working relationship started to kind of coalesce with D'Amico?
Yeah, it's been great. I mean, he's consistent and fair every single day. He's a great person, a great leader. You know, he's been in the same position that I've been in, you know, at one point as a first-time coordinator. So that's – it's been good getting to discuss certain things, certain situations as we go. You know, growing every day, he pours into everybody. It's been an awesome experience getting to work with him.
One thing D'Amico has said is, you know, everybody's talking about the offensive line for obvious reasons. It's, you know, some new faces and such. And he said there's going to come a point – I'm paraphrasing – but he said there's going to come a point where we're going to have our group and we're going to want them to get reps together. I'm sure you're in that same boat, but, you know, how do you – where does that light bulb happen, and how do you judge, like, okay, I think this is the group?
I think it naturally progresses everywhere I've been. I mean, I feel like, you know, at some point in the first couple weeks, things start to sort themselves out. There's a level of consistency. Some guys will be a little bit more consistent, you know, in their their role, their respective role. So you assess that, you look at it, and you find the most consistent players that, you know what you're getting out of every single day. And, you know, that starts to, you know, manifest itself right around the second week sometimes. And sometimes it's later. There's position battles that always happen, but – you know,
you know what's going to happen. You're feeling
100%,
good about it.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Nick, do you ever go over to Matt and give him a little, you know, elbow and like, hey, 51-55, can you tell him to chill out a little bit so my guys can get a little bit of
No, he turns it loose every single day. He's a great coordinator. We got a great defense. It makes us better. They give us great challenging looks from day to day, but it's great. It's going to make us better.
Now, this is, you know, we haven't talked about CJ Stroud at all, and it's new. You know, he wanted control, control, I should say. He's getting more control. He's making calls. What has that progression been like? Because it seems like even from where we're sitting, we're starting to see some things.
Yeah, no, he's been great. He's attacked it. He's had a great attitude. He loves football. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he comes to work every day. He asks great questions. He has a great mind for the game. So he's been all in, and I've been very pleased with everything that he's brought to the table. Mm-hmm. I really have. I enjoy working with him.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Mm-hmm. Something I know that you probably think a lot, especially when we ask you questions, is how much less we know about football than you guys. And so if you could help me out, like, we've all been very interested in getting in the mind of CJ, especially as he's getting ready to, you know, have these plays out here. And it's obviously there's more of it.
Sure.
Can you take us inside, like, can you give us some insight into what's the workload with CJ in the huddle, pre-snap, and maybe even when that play gets going?
Oh, I mean, I think there's a lot to it. I think it starts, obviously, in the classroom. I mean, you start learning the plays. You learn the intent of the plays. But there's a lot of mechanics. I mean, you're sitting there. You're getting the grouping in. He's receiving the play. He's calling the play. We're obviously setting the table, whether it's, you know, adjusting anything based on the mic points, you know, coordination with the line, motions, movements, anything like that. He's obviously, it starts with him, and then, you know, getting to go when the ball's snapped. I mean, he's a great processor, and, you know, we're trying to, again, that goes down to putting our guys in position to make plays, and he does a good job of getting everybody involved.
Another thing with this offense, again, from the 8 days that we've been out here, I'm really fascinated with the tight ends. I think there's a lot of options there. I think there's – and this is me talking, you know. So I think this is something that traditionally, you know, a Patriot-style offense, for lack of a better way, has used a lot of tight ends. Mm-hmm. Do you, in your mind's eye, do you see, how do you visualize the tight end position working out?
Yeah, I mean, I've been very pleased with him. I think Jake Moreland's done an exceptional job. I think he's an outstanding tight end coach and a coach, a coach in general. But mm-hmm. he's done a great job with that group. They've all improved. I think we have a very good room, a deep room, all a little different, mm-hmm. Which is good. And I think you can utilize different strengths, accordingly. And I'm excited. I think, no question. I feel like, again, I've said this before, maybe a little biased, but, you know, when you have tough tight ends, when you have versatile tight ends, that's the straw that serves the drink. That's a position group that can truly enhance toughness. Mm-hmm. It can, add, different elements in the C and D gap area, run pass conflict, et cetera. Mm-hmm. And I think, we have a good room of really good players that are really good team guys, and I've been very pleased with them.
As we're working on, having this offensive line get themselves to a place where they can execute the things, I know you like running the football. I know you like 12 personnel sets. I know that there's going to be, big strength on that offensive line. What are the improvement points that we're looking at right now for this line?
I mean, everything just starts fundamentally, and this isn't cliche. I mean, it does. Mm-hmm, every day we sit there and look at it, it's like, okay, are we hitting double teams the right way? Are we getting split on them? Well, there's less of that. We're staying connected on double teams. We're fitting combination blocks better. We're coordinating and communicating cleaner, more consistently across the front to set the table for certain things, whether that's protection, whether that's run game, targeting, and all those things. So it's a work in progress. We're making progress. They're working their tails off, and I've been pleased with the growth. Got a ways to go, but we're working hard every day to get there.
I'm sensing that you're very comfortable in this job, and I'm curious. What I wanted to ask you about is the actual play calling. You've called plays in the NFL before. I'm guessing they've never handed you like a preseason game or something.
No,
because a lot of coaches do that.
Some do. Yeah. No, has not happened. I've in practice opportunities and stuff like that. Yeah. We've obviously had opportunities to call it.
So that's what you're excited about.
Yeah, I am. But it starts with having good people too. I'm going to learn some things on the way. I'm going to there's going to be some bad calls along the way too, and I'm going to learn from them and grow from them. And that's the whole idea, is just to continue to get better myself. Same thing we ask the players. I got to ask myself.
Yeah. So you're looking forward to Minnesota.
I'm looking forward to it. Yeah. I'm looking forward to just tomorrow starting there, and then before we move on from there. But
it's been a pretty good split all the way across your quarterback room. And I know for us, we were looking at it, and I mean, from our uninformed information, we're like, hey man, I would love to see CJ get a lot of reps to get a feel for this. Is there a reason why you kind of really have a really strong balance? Is there maybe like some mental reps things happening where he's sitting off? Or
no, I think it's a progression that is a part of the rep distribution that we have to the start of the camp, and that's just the sequencing of that, start of camp, building the reps, and then I think you'll start to see an influx of that, those guys getting reps as camp progresses.
I got one more for you, and that is just in general the offense. I said this to a buddy of mine. I said, I because everybody's asking about the Texans in this city. I said, I could see where this is an offense that maybe isn't as spectacular but more efficient than I've seen lately. Is efficiency kind of a catchword for you in terms of just getting it done?
Yeah, I mean, I think you want to go forward. You want to get, you want to stay out of second and long situations, third and long situations, and that starts on first and second down. So, completion, completing balls, catch and run opportunities, whatever that might be, just positive plays, efficient runs in the run game, just staying on task and staying on track is the biggest thing.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of work stuff that we've talked about, a lot of football stuff. Have you given yourself any time to explore the city, play some golf, things like that, or is it just like it's such an intense?
We got done with OTAs. My wife and kids moved out here, from LA out here, mm-hmm. just middle of June, and I got four little girls under the age of 8. They keep me on my toes every single day. So
no, four.
Four. I got four. Yeah, I'm gonna be four girls. Yeah. So it's a lot sometimes, but my wife's she's a warrior, and she holds it down.
That's four dance lessons. That's four projects.
exactly right. But no, they're sweet. So we spend time when I get an opportunity to catch our breath, and I'm a dad.
Very good. And then one more thing, because I know for me, for a football player, I've realized that there's certain things, like certain characteristics, that I gravitate towards. Like, you give me a fast guy, and I'm in love, right? What is the characteristics that endear a player to Nick Caley?
Yeah, dependable, consistent, tough, you know what you're getting out of them every day. The moment's not too big, and they're unselfish.
Yeah.
Very much. I get it, and I love it. Nick, it's been a great pleasure to get to meet you. Hopefully
likewise.
We get to talk again.
Likewise.
And best of luck with those four girls.
Hey, thank you very much.
That's what's resonating with me.
That's right. I'm like, how many hands do you have that they can paint? I feel like you only got...
Not enough.
They will, by the way. They will.
Yeah.
That's Nick Kelly, the offensive coordinator of your Houston Texans.
Thank you, guys. Have a good day.
On Sports Radio 610.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.